The Utah Department of Transportation is replacing an aging pair of bridges near Echo Reservoir on I-84 with a new road deck that won't be supported by columns of steel or concrete. Instead, the roadway will sit on top of piles of soil compacted between layers of a specialized fabric. Engineers say the process saves time and money because crews don't have to pour concrete and wait for it to dry. The new bridges will sit between abutments of this layered earth, which can be built up much quicker compared to building abutments with concrete. UDOT engineer Matt Zundel explains.
Basically, it'll be resting on the dirt. There's an abutment that holds it in place, but in essence, this thing is sitting on top of the soil.
According to the European company that supplies the geotextile fabric that holds the dirt together, this is the first structure of its kind to be used on an interstate highway. Typically, bridge abutments are constructed using steel piles and large cast-in-place concrete structures that require specialized labor, large equipment, and steps that can take up to a month or more. Using this geogrid reinforced soil, or GRS, eliminates much of the substructure.
What the GRS does is it replaces some of the substructure of the bridge. It replaces the bent caps, the columns, the foundations, all the part that sits underneath the bridge deck is all being replaced by this GRS buildup of the soil and fabric layers. So it's eliminating, it's taking the place of the whole substructure of the bridge.
Zundel says the abutments are built by stacking layers of soil sandwiched between the fabric. The process is repeated until the abutments reach the specified height of the bridge.
There's 8 inches of soil and then a fabric layer, and then there are 8 inches of soil and a fabric layer until we build up to the level of the deck, the bridge deck.
Once the abutments are ready, builders will slide a conventional concrete bridge deck into place. Construction started back on April 22nd, and Zundel says he expects the deck to slide into place on August 16th. The whole project has gone so smoothly, he says it's likely UDOT will adopt the process to replace bridges statewide.
Like anything, it's not the one fixed solution for everything, but I think it has its applications, especially like in the more rural areas like we are here on I-84. I think that's a definite application where this could be used.
In years past, overpass bridges took a year or more to construct. Today's bridges go up much quicker, and using the GRS method, Zundel says it's possible new bridges can be built in 2 to 3 months.
This is the first time this type of bridge system has been used in Utah. It's been used kind of extensively back in places like Ohio and several other of the states back east. So it's one that's been well tried, but it's the first time we've used it here in Utah.
Using the geogrid soil method shaved off $200,000 on the cost to build the two bridges. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Matt Jensen.